Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, Lori, have you ever heard the old saying, don't count your chickens before they hatch?
Oh, yes.
So it's probably something that maybe you were told even whenever you were a kid, or maybe even said to your own grandkids, although I know yours probably doesn't understand that kind of language
Not yet.
But it's cute as a button.
Thank you.
So how do we keep from counting our chickens before they hatch? And by this, I'm talking about your nest egg. Well, you're about to find out. So we thank you for joining us today. Gary, we're all familiar with the saying, don't count your chickens before they hatch. And this applies to our retirement income in a couple of different ways. But let's talk about Social Security for a moment. There's a cost of living adjustment made each year. And there's usually an estimate from the Senior Citizens League that usually gives us a percent of the increase for our payments over the next year. But we don't want to assume that the increase we'll see next year is the exact increase as part of our planning. So what do you think about that?
Well, we definitely are going to see an increase next year because Social Security benefits do have a cost of living built in, and it is tied to the Consumer Price Index. You're pretty close on the amount right now. You know, inflation has been raging anywhere from 8 and a couple of months. It's been up towards 10 and 11%. So we don't know exactly where that's going to settle out. But by the end of the year, the Social Security Administration will make a determination of what impact inflation has had on Social Security beneficiaries' payments this year. And we will get a cost of living increase. It could be around 8 to 9 to 9, maybe even 10%. It is guaranteed. Remember, Social Security was never meant to be there to pay for all of your expenses in retirement. The estimate on Social Security for most people is it should comprise about maybe somewhere around 40%. Of your expenses in retirement. So you really have to make sure you've saved money in other places other than just Social Security, although it's the major thing that people think about when they think about retirement.
So exactly how much should we depend on Social Security for income in the future?
You know, the age that you qualify for full benefits for Social Security has been tweaked in the last few years. So, you know, if you were born before 1954, your full retirement age is 65 and a few months. If you were born after that, then each year you can add 2 months to that. So one way that Social Security is trying to stretch their money is by increasing the retirement age. They're doing some other things that will be worked in over the next few years. But I tell people, don't worry about Social Security. It's going to be there. I doubt you're going to see any reduction in your benefits. That's a political football that neither political party wants to have their hands on. So just know that Social Security is going to be there. The longer you can wait to apply for Social Security, the higher your benefits are. So when we look at someone that's retiring, and let's say you're like one of many people that are retiring at 62. Well, you can't sign up for Social Security till 65 unless you're disabled, and that's a whole different subject. But when we start looking at retirement, we, as part of your planning process, we look at what your Social Security benefits are going to be at different ages. And between 65 and 70, you pretty much count on your benefits increasing by about 8% per year if you can wait that long. We're finding a lot of people can't wait that long because many people are retiring at 62 now.
And many people may need some advice on how to proceed. When should I retire? Sure. Can I afford to retire? Which is one reason we offer our radio audience a complimentary consultation, a complimentary sit down with Relax and Retire Financial Services. No pressure, no obligation. Just pick up the phone and make that appointment. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984. 877-251-1984.
And you're right, Laurie. We sit down and look at Social Security because, and we'll get into this a little bit later in a few minutes, but, you know, we have big worries when we retire. And one of the most important things that people worry about is, are they going to outlive their money? So where can you have a guaranteed source of income? Social Security is one. So we look at that, and we look at what your good benefits are going to be at different years. If you're in that stage to say, well, when can I retire? Now, that's an important part of the planning. If you've started early enough and you're 5 years from retirement, then we have a little bit longer time frame to look at some of the things you can do, some of the strategies you can use. So it's different for everybody, but we sit down with everyone, and that's just one of the things that we start looking at to do an income plan so that you know how much money you're going to have available when you retire.
And Gary, something else that might be of interesting thing to do with finding out your Social Security and what it might be when you are ready to retire is to go onto the Social Security website and sign on and log in. It doesn't cost anything to do that, and you can kind of get an idea of where you're at on your Social Security projection each year. You know, I do know that they take credits to compile some of those figures in Social Security. But it's also a good thing to do periodically as well if you're still working to make sure that you're getting credited for the right amount that you're paying into Social Security also as an extra safeguard. You know, I don't know that many people think about doing that to make sure that you're getting the right amount.
Yeah, you definitely should sign up at mysocialsecurity.com or socialsecurity.gov. It's a call us and we'll give you the exact website to go to. But when you do sign up for that, they will send you a statement every year showing what your benefits are, how much you've paid in, and actually it'll even show you what your payout is at different age ranges. So, you know, that's a very good planning tool that people can use as part of a retirement plan.
So, you know, Gary, I think retirement should be filled with travel, family, and fun. And you shouldn't have to worry so much about finances. And the way that that can happen is to go ahead and look at your retirement process and see if you need any additional guidance through that step. You know, there are areas of concern that come into play with retirement on how your retirement income will be taxed. Now, we are not tax accountants. We are not going to give tax advice. That is not what we do or who we are. But we do help with this type of strategy in retirement planning. So, you know, we don't want to look at our account balances and just assume that's the amount we get to spend in retirement. Can you tell us about the impact of taxes on our retirement?
I sure can. And the first thing we tell people, if you've ever come to one of our seminars, I put up a slide that shows an IRA statement. And for instance, let's say your IRA statement says you've got $500,000 in there. Let's say you've done real well. Well, do you really have $500 to spend in there? Most people, when they start their IRA or 401k, depending on whether it's corporate or whether it's individual, you're putting money in there before taxes, and that's great. The IRS allows you to put money into your 401k or IRA before it's taxed. It reduces your taxable income in that year, and the money that you put in the 401k or the 403b or IRA grows tax deferred. Well, that means that that money's growing, and Uncle Sam has never taken his portion. So I tell people, look at your IRA statement, and if you're in the 25% tax bracket, take 25% of it away. If you're in the 25% tax bracket and you've got $500,000, you really have about $375,000 that you can spend, because Uncle Sam owns the other 25%, and you can never get away from letting them take their share.
We encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services to discuss this and all of the options surrounding your retirement, your Social Security, even Medicare. A complimentary strategy session is available simply by picking up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, leave a message or write this number down, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, you don't have a choice about having your Social Security payments deducted from your payroll. That's just automatic. But you do have a choice of where you're going to put the money after you've covered your Social Security. Should you put it in a 401k or an IRA? Absolutely. Should you be putting every dollar that you can save in one of those tax deferred? Absolutely not. Because you're creating a future tax liability down the road that you don't even know what that tax liability is going to be. I just gave you an example that if you're in the 25% tax bracket, the government owns 25% of that $500,000. Well, what if taxes go up? And many economists are warning us that based on our current spending, based on the aging of America, based on the government's entitlement programs, which they have to fund, our tax rates probably are going to be higher at some point in the future, which means if you've put all your money in a tax-deferred strategy, you're going to be able to keep less of it when you start taking it out. That's the beauty of starting to plan early. If you start planning early, you can have an IRA that's tax deferred. You can have an IRA that you put money in after you've paid taxes. And part of that money, you're shielding from taxes later on. Again, we're not tax accountants, but we utilize tax professionals to help our clients understand the impact of what taxes are going to do to you in the future. That's why we help people that want to pay zero taxes on some of their money. A Roth is a great alternative. You put money in after tax, and the beauty of a Roth is you can only put a certain amount in, but whatever that amount you put in, you're putting in after you've paid taxes on it. It's allowed to grow tax-free, and the final benefit is when you pull it out, it is totally tax-free when you pull it out. The only caveat to that is you can't pull it out until you're 59 and a half without incurring a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, there's some exceptions to that, but they're not very many. So, but that's what we help people sit down and look at. If you start early enough, if you do start early enough, we can even look at a properly structured life insurance plan. And I know a lot of people think that's a bad word, but life insurance is an asset class, and it is one that you can use. And if you properly structure it, you can create absolutely tax-free income at some point in the future that you don't care if tax rates go up to 80%. Your tax rate's still going to be zero. So come by or call, and we'll talk to you about whether that strategy is right for you.
Gary, you're absolutely right. You know, today's federal income tax rates might be the lowest that we're going to see for the rest of our life, possibly. You know, and after the tax rates went down in the 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, these are things that are set to expire in 2026. And there are proposals to increase taxes that are working their way through Congress right now. So at this point, as you were mentioning, it's not a matter of if, but when our taxes will go up. So Gary, can you give us some common sources of retirement income and how they are taxed?
Sure. The obvious one is 401k, 403b. These are all retirement plans which you put pre-tax dollar in, but the full amount of the money that you take out is taxable. Also, You're only allowed to keep that in there for so long before you have to start taking some money out. And most people are in today's environment, a lot of people are taking money out before this age. But if you're not taking money out of your IRA, 401k, 403b, before you're 72, you're going to have to take what's called required minimum distributions. That's just the government's way of saying, hey, we've let you put it in here growing tax-free for a certain number of years. Now we want to start getting the taxes that you owe us. We're not going to wait till you turn 100 and collect it all when you're dead. So required minimum distributions used to start at 70 and a half. 2 years ago when the Secure Act came in, they moved that age to 72. There is a bill moving through Congress that would increase that to 75 over a period of years. So that's one of the things that can happen.
Well, it's complicated and it's confusing, which is why we encourage our radio show listeners to call Relax and Retire Financial Services to navigate through all of this information to preserve and protect your retirement. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. The important thing I can tell you about a 401k, 403b, IRA, if you're working for a corporation, if you're working for a company, you've been contributing to an IRA for many years and you retire, you really want to roll that over so that you have control of it. And that's one of the things that we help people do every day. There generally are no tax consequences for rolling over a 401k or any of these tax-deferred retirement plans into a personal IRA. You have to make sure you're working with a financial professional that knows how to do that. Source of income, I just mentioned it, Social Security. A lot of people are going to owe taxes on their Social Security benefits. Some people think Social Security is not taxed, but up to 85% of your Social Security payments can be taxable depending on your income threshold. We use a lot of annuity products that help guarantee income, guarantee principal. And depending on how you've set that up, an annuity can be fully taxable if you've rolled it over from a tax-deferred IRA. If you've moved it over from what we call a non-qualified plan, where you have already paid taxes, then you can also roll that over. But when you start taking distributions, you'll owe some taxes there. Pensions, most pensions are funded with pre-tax dollars. So if you are lucky enough to have a pension, some people still have those. That's going to be taxable when you start taking your money out. Of course, things like investment vehicles, stock accounts, bonds, mutual funds, things like that, those are taxed based on capital gains rates. And then depending on the way you take money out of some life insurance policies, that could also be potentially taxed. And then don't forget, if you make a certain amount of money, even after your full retirement age, where your Social Security benefits don't go down based on what you're making, there's a Medicare surtax, which can affect your Medicare premiums.
Yeah, Gary, so we don't want to assume that we can't be impacted by the government's proposed tax increases. I know that there was a bill that was just signed not too long ago, and we don't want to get stuck in the thing, well, we're not wealthy enough for any of that to affect us. But I bet that for our listeners this week, you know, there's probably a few areas where we could become a little more tax efficient with our retirement money. And that's what we want to help you do. We want to help you understand the potential impact that taxes can have on your retirement savings. We want to help you learn about ways to reduce or possibly eliminate taxes in your retirement. And we also want to help you create a strategy so that your retirement income lasts as long as you need it to. Because when you stop working, well, you got to have money to pay those bills. Those bills don't stop, you know. So that kind of goes back into a question that we've heard this week. And it seems to be more and more common that we're hearing as we're talking with people, or as you're talking with people. And it comes to be about the same roundabout of they want to retire in 3 years. but they're not sure that they're ready to meet with a financial professional just yet, and they're getting overwhelmed with all of the resources that are out on Google, in talking with their neighbor, and reading different articles that may not be for their situation and their retirement planning, and they don't really know where to start. So what should an aspiring retiree be doing to get prepared?
They should be calling you. They should be calling Gary and Vicki at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Even if you've already seen another financial advisor, check them out as well, because, you know, sometimes you hear people say, well, my guy, once you establish that connection and a relationship, you trust someone to handle your money and your future. So let's give Gary and Vicki a chance to be those people simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So, yeah, if you're 3 years out, I'm going to say definitely come in and talk to somebody, because I use the old adage that we talked about quite often on this program. If you wanted to be a successful sports figure, you would prepare more than 3 years out. But if you've waited and you've only got 3 years, definitely don't not go talk to someone, because you wouldn't not go to a doctor if you had something broken and say, well, I'm afraid to go because I don't know if I'll get good advice. You know, come in and talk to us. If you've got 3 years, we'll be happy to talk with you. I'd much rather talk to you at 5 years or 10 years, because it opens up a whole lot other avenues of what we can do and plan for, to open up your options about what you can do when you pull that trigger. That's an important date. When you decide that I'm going to retire, you're going to give up an income. You're going to have to start using assets that you've saved for all your life. And people come in and say this all the time. This is all the money I've saved for my entire life, and I've got to make it last. Which brings up the biggest thing that we help people do, and that is help deal with longevity. You know, you're going to take money out of an account at a certain rate. Some people use a 4% rule. Some people are having to adjust that. But you don't want your money to run out before your life runs out. So look for ways that the money that you've got, you can stretch to be there for your entire lifetime. That's one of the two core worries that people have. Am I going to run out of money? Can I afford my health care? So it's important. So if you've only got 3 years, come on in. We'll figure out how to stretch it. If you've got 10, we'll figure out how to stretch it in maybe some different ways.
The sooner the better, but it's never too late.
No, it's never too late to start.
Yeah.
You just have a whole lot more options, because in anywhere that you put your money, it needs time to grow. 3 years doesn't give it long to grow, but that's not a problem. We have people that come in and want to secure their money, want to know that it cannot go down in value based on what the stock market is doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about the principal, if you're worried about what kind of growth it could have, you know, we work with products that give you market-like returns without the market risk.
And safety. That's important.
Right.
Safety. So we encourage our program listeners to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. Just get a second opinion or start on the first.
Exactly.
By calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, you know, we understand that talking about finances isn't an easy subject to talk about, but another important planning decision occurs with your spouse or your partners also, and they might have a different vision of retirement. It could be that maybe the wife has stayed home and has raised the kids, and she wants to go out and travel. And it may be a situation where you've had a job where you have traveled and been out and gone for weeks on end, and you don't want to drive or travel anymore. You know, And that is a conversation to have, because really where you want to get is working toward a compromise in retirement, because it is a life adjustment. And it's important to start that conversation and making one decision at a time. You don't have to decide everything in one night or one day, but you will come to a point where you will want to start having those conversations and make that decision.
Well, you need to do that, because we just had a client come in this week. Her husband just passed away, and he had taken care of everything. So it's a huge burden all of a sudden for her to look at everything that she's just been watching for years, instead of being a part of understanding, well, what are we doing here? How am I going to deal with this when you're gone? That's a very real issue, especially for women, and men as well, because depending on who's the stronger one in a partnership, you know, maybe the wife has been making a lot of the decisions. That's not uncommon, because we tend to listen to you ladies, but it is important for both people to come in if you can, and understand where you're going. It's just like when we talk to someone, one of the first questions we have is, do you have a will? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a health care directive? These are things to help you plan for things that could happen. You know, we can't predict the future, but we can help you set up ways to deal with what happens when it gets there.
And if you are that widow and you'd like to bring a best friend or an adult child with you for the consultation to help absorb the information and feel a little more secure, then they're more than welcome to do so.
Absolutely. We are seeing more and more children or mm-hmm. kids come in with their elderly parents, because let's face it, the longer we live, the more challenging some of our mental capacities are. So we have really seen an uptick in the number of young adults that are coming in with their parents to help their parents plan and make sure that they're making the right decisions.
Yeah, and it's also a good idea to continue to include the kids, especially if they might be part of your long-term care situation and needs, if you were to lose mom and or dad, because they might need to know where all of your stuff is and who it's all with, and that might help reduce some of the anxiety dealing with it in a difficult time. We talked about that in weeks prior to this show, just so that you can be able to make the right decisions ahead of time by that planning. So that is important, even though you don't think about it as much.
Right.
Yeah, you think, you know, income is important, but also the planning for what you're going to do when certain things occur.
Like your Boy Scout motto, you always say,
always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
And I didn't say it this at the start of the show, but I have a dad joke of the week.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready? Just right quick.
Good, it's at the end.
Where do frogs deposit their money?
Oh, I know.
I don't know where.
I'm not gonna answer it, but I know.
A riverbank. So
thank
just
you
a
so
little
much.
Laugh at the end of the show.
Thank you. Gary Garner and Vicki Miller with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.